Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Time now for our weekly chat with Tim Dillard, Brewers pre- and post-game host on Bally Sports Wisconsin. Follow him on Twitter at DimTillard. Former Brewers pitcher, former Milwaukee Milkmen pitcher, brought to you by Robert Hack Diamonds, where they pay cash for your gold. Visit them in Greenfield at 76th and Layton, or their new location in Brookfield, roberthackdiamonds.com. Leroy Butler here now as well, as he's just leapt into the studios. Hello, Tim Dillard. How are you?
I thought Tim was in
studio. Yeah, I'm good.
No, man. No, Tim's not in studio. He's not here.
Man, Gary, he should be in studio.
You just walked in.
Oh, I wasn't invited this time.
Yes. What? It's okay. Don't worry about Leroy. Tim, so I want to get into something Gary and I were talking about. So we were talking about, you know, are you getting frustrated with the direction of this team? Kind of like you're running in mud and you can't get to the next step or whatever the case may be. And how, when you think about the Doug Melvin era, it was all about all the hitting developed in your farm system. And then having a trade for Sabathia, Greinke, Markham, and those guys to kind of push you over the top, signing Jeff Suppan to that big deal to push you over the top. You think about it, it's the exact polar opposite. They've developed pretty much nobody hitting-wise from the farm system. Keston Hira, Tyrone Taylor, and I think that's it. Everybody else has been acquired through trade, free agency, or whatever the case may be. And their pitching, their starting pitching mainly, has come through the farm system. But then you stop and think and you go, man, like it's almost easier to go find a pitcher like a Greinke in getting rid of three or four prospects than it is when you have eight guys offensively struggling the way the Brewers have been. So then Gary goes, Sparky, look at the numbers. Where are they number-wise? So we looked it up. They're top half of baseball in virtually every hitting category you can find. They're fourth in home runs, like 12th, I think, in runs scored. OPS, same thing. They're right there. Pitching-wise, we look at their numbers there, same thing. We look at, with runners in scoring position, I think they're fourth in Major League Baseball, with runners in scoring position from a hitting perspective. The numbers say they're really good, but as you watch the team as a Brewer fan, you go, my God, do they need offense right now?
Yeah, I was just writing down everything you said. I'm going to use that on the pre- and post-game show here today.
Glad I could help.
Awesome information.
You're welcome. Yes.
You're doing the work for me. No, if you look at the last 10 games, they've scored 65 runs. You look at the home runs, they've been up in the leaderboards all year when it comes to home runs. Like, they're putting up numbers. They really are. And I think about the only thing they're lacking is just some starting pitching, just because they lost Brandon Woodruff and Freddie Peralta and Aaron Ashby, and so that stuff kind of hurts. But for the most part, this is a good team, and through the first 75 games, they're the exact same record as they were last year, and we know how good they were last year. So there's no reason to fret. This team is a good team.
But, and Steve is right, though, if you try to look at the eye test, it doesn't just necessarily say that. But I say this, too, though. If you look at all the numbers, I just think Major League Baseball as a whole – it's probably not what it was a couple, two, 3 years ago, where I feel like everybody is kind of playing even. I mean, you look at Goldschmidt. You got a couple guys out there knocking covers off the ball, but you don't have a lot of teams with like four or five guys hitting 300.
That's true. And the game's changed probably in the last 10 or 15 years, where they would rather you hit a double or a home run, or they're okay with you just striking out. Look at the Yankees. Like, they were the poster child for that kind of way of swinging. And I think we're going to see a shift. I think there's a paradigm shift coming, because some of the teams that are giving the Brewers a hard time are the ones that are willing to do the sacrifice bunt, willing to get a guy over and willing to get him in, which is kind of a dying art. But what is encouraging is that the Brewers are starting to do that. The other day, Jace Peterson started pretty much a rally, because after a leadoff double, Jace Peterson decides to bunt. I think it started out as a sack bunt, turned into a hit. Then he puts pressure on the pitcher with a stolen base. The Brewers are stealing a lot of bases this year. And next thing you know, that leads to a single, an RBI, another hit, another run, another home run. And that kind of stuff is where it starts, is just fundamental baseball. And I think we're seeing the Brewers offense kind of getting back to that.
Yeah, Leroy Butler, Tim, I have this thing about when you play your former team, do these guys get up? Because Riley Tellez hit the two home runs, because the Blue Jays, the team that drafted him, one of my, well, my favorite Brewers playing Tampa Bay, Willie Adames. Now, is it, if you, in your, since you've been around, even all the way back for Little League, high school, whatever, when you play a former team or school you used to play, was transferred, is there something to that? Or you think guys like, you know what, I wasn't seeing the ball well at Tropicana. I can see the ball better here in Milwaukee. So it's just one of those things. There's nothing extra when you play a former team.
I think if anything else, you just want to beat them worse, right? Like, you just want to show – well, you let me go. This is what I'm going to pay you back with. And plus, it's different with position players and pitchers. Position players are out hugging each other before the game because they're not directly going head-to-head. What you don't see is a bunch of starting pitchers going around hugging a bunch of, you know, position players on the other team. That's just not going to fly. You can do that, you know, the day before or the day after. I've seen some fights happen. So stay away from that kind of stuff. But the idea is that, you know what? Anything to get another little bit of an edge. Right. And when you see guys that your former teammates on the other side, you're just like, you know what? I love you, but I'm going to try to just demolish you guys as dreams and hopes and and come out the other side a winner, because that's all you're trying to do.
Yeah, I think I really hope Willie, leading all shortstops and home runs. I vote for him every day, the All-Star. But Brandon Woodruff coming back, what do you expect from him? Because when he was explaining all that cold finger and finger stuff, man, that stuff sounds scary, man. You get these kind of things that you can't spell, or you got to go to the thesaurus to find out what it does. I don't know.
Go through the what, Leroy?
The thesaurus.
Did you bring up thesaurus?
Yeah.
Got nobody know what thesaurus is.
If you're 50 and up, you do. Man. So what are you expecting from Brandon Woodruff?
Yeah, I think he's going to be good, for lack of a better thesaurus. I feel like, so our podcast this week, the Brewers Unfiltered podcast, is an interview with Brandon Woodruff. We caught up with him the day after his last rehab start, where he pitched in Appleton for the Timberwolves. And anyway, just kind of going through his mindset of what's been going on with his fingers and his ankle and getting back. It is phenomenal. He breaks down, you know, everything from why he has to wear different pants to a different shirt. He talks about the baseballs, you know, the A-ball baseballs compared to the Major League baseballs. He's high-fiving fans before he goes out to the game. He does the anthem on the mound. It is a phenomenal listen. But what I got out of it the most is that Brandon Woodruff is just rejuvenated. His batteries are charged. A lot of times you get in the big leagues, you kind of lose sight of, you know, left and right, and stuff falls through the cracks. But with Woodruff, he has found this new life of going, no, man, this is what it's about. This is where I got that feeling in the minor leagues of getting back to the big leagues. And I don't know, you can't fake that kind of authenticity where it comes to, I can't wait to get on the mound. I can't wait to perform. He's in a good mindset right now.
Nice. Talking with Tim Dillard, Brewers pre- and post-game host, Bally Sports Wisconsin. Follow him on Twitter, at Dim Tillard. What about that issue with his fingers, like being cold and that whole thing, that Raynaud's disease, I believe is what they called it. Man. Tim, did you guys talk to him about that?
Yes, we talked to him. I talked to him in the dugout somewhere, like D.C. or so. I can't remember where it was, somewhere on the last road trip. And he said it was just a weird thing. It kind of came and went, and it never really affected him while he was pitching in the last, you know, couple weeks at that time. And it just kind of snuck up on him and started happening during the game. His last two fastballs were 98 miles an hour. Before they took him out of the game, I believe, in St. Louis. So it wasn't his fastball or changeup so much as trying to get a feel for his curveball. and he just didn't have any feeling there. But he was on some sort of medication, and that's been a couple weeks now, and he says he's fine.
And it's the middle finger, right? Is it the middle finger or the point?
I think it's like the middle three fingers. Yeah.
Oh,
like,
wow. Can you throw, if those are kind of effective, can you only throw fastballs or cutters? I don't know. You're a pitcher. What does that, I mean, how does that?
Well, you know, I've had something similar to this when it, like cold games, right? We played in
cold
places, or maybe you're in Chicago in April, and like, you know, you may just be sitting there and all of a sudden you're like, man, I can't feel the tip of my finger just because it's cold. Well, how he described it to me like, you know, it was kind of happening on a couple of fingers, you know, and you just kind of, you're almost waiting for it to wake up. But apparently this isn't super abnormal at all. They diagnosed it, they treated it real quick, and with just in a few days of taking the medication, he said he was already feeling way better.
Oh, nice.
So, I think he's raring to go.
Tim, last week we talked about the muddying of the baseball, and it seems like that took a life on its own. I got a tweet from a kid asked me, how many shoes do Major League Baseball players go through a year?
Great question.
Ooh, great question. I mean, back in the day when my dad played, maybe two pair.
You know, you
maybe used one in spring training, and then they tore up about, you know, all-star break, and then you slapped a new pair on. That was, you know, you kept running. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, I remember CC Sabathia in 08. He had a different pair of shoes designed for each start that he made. Like, who does that? That's the first time I'd ever seen that.
So he wore 162 pairs of shoes.
Well, I mean, CC Sabathia, I guess when he was with the Brewers, he threw like every three games?
Yeah, in September. Yeah.
Right.
He was a mortal.
Yeah.
He was kind of pissed.
CC Sabathia. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but you sit there and you see these guys now, and they can have a different one for every jersey and every uniform and stuff like that. But, you know, you only have so much locker space. But as far as like having to go through them, it's not like they wear out. They just get to wear a different design. But I would say each player probably has at least a dozen shoes to choose from before every game.
One last thing. With Colton Wong coming back, you get a sense for how this will affect the leadoff position with Christian Yelich?
Man, it's going to be hard for Craig Counsell to put in Wong after what Yelich has done. Yelich has been good. He's been real good. His on-base percentage is over 400 at the leadoff spot. Maybe he's not getting the home runs or the RBIs, but he's scoring runs. He's walking. And this is one of the better hitting Yeliches we've seen probably in the last couple years. So I think it went from maybe gimmicky to this is the best version we've seen of Yelich in a while. And he's producing and he's playing every day. He likes to go up there and be the first guy hitting and set the tone. I had a hard time being the manager today saying, you know what, I'm going to put Colton Wong at the leadoff spot. But Yelich has done so well, so I think he'll be in there.
He is Tim Dillard. Follow him on Twitter at DimTillard. And, of course, he's always brought to you by Robert Hack Diamonds, where they pay cash for your gold. Visit them in Greenfield at 76th and Layden, or their new location in Brookfield. Check them out at RobertHackDiamonds.com. Tim, we'll talk again next week. Brewers Unfiltered, everybody. Check it out now on your Odyssey app or at Brewers.com. They talk with Brandon Woodruff. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Yeah, thank you so much, boys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.